Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We're learning more about the five people killed in Saturday night's mass shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs. The parents of a 28-year-old bartender, Daniel Aston, say he loved to make people at the club smile. For many years, Club Q was the only nightclub for the LGBTQ community in a conservative town. Joining us now is Colorado State Representative Leslie Harrod, who is a Denver mayoral candidate and the state's first openly LGBTQ and Black legislator. Welcome, Representative Harrod. We appreciate you joining us at this incredibly hard time.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us what went through your head and your heart when you first heard the reports about this mass shooting.
Yeah. Well, I was awoken in the morning to the news of the shooting in my hometown of Colorado Springs, just an hour outside of Denver, a place where people gathered who were LGBTQ like me and allies and champions, just to feel community, just to feel connection. I have myself been to Club Q many a times when visiting family in Colorado Springs, and it is unthinkable, unmentionable what happened. It's such a tragedy, and my heart was just breaking. But I gotta tell you, after the initial heartbreak and reeling from the shock, I'm pretty upset. I'm infuriated that once again, our community in Colorado has been targeted by gun violence and hate. This should never happen. It should never happen. And it happened on Transgender Day of Remembrance to a community that's full of love, full of support. And now we're mourning.
And this place, Club Q, been reading about it. Tell us what it represented to the LGBTQ community in Colorado Springs.
Oh, it's a place of celebration. I mean, it's a place where people can go who are queer, who've been told that they're different and they're outsiders, a place they can go and feel like they're part of a community, a place they can go, we can go, and feel safe, and supported. And it's a community full of love.
And that's so important. A study last year found that the LGBTQ community in Colorado Springs lacks physical, mental, and sexual health services. Yeah. Just paint a picture of what it's like in that community if you are LGBTQ.
Well, I want to say that the Colorado Springs community is not a hateful community. I don't want to paint a broad brush across all of the Springs, a place where I was raised and I was embraced and loved. But there is a lot of hate that does happen. A lot of the leaders down in Colorado Springs, whether it be elected leaders or religious institutions like Focus on the Family, have consistently degraded and dehumanized LGBTQ people and our families. And so there is a feeling of not being safe there and wanting to look for places where you don't have to wonder if someone supports you, but you know they do. And that's what Club Q is. I mean, it's a place where you can walk in and just know that the person smiling at you, you know, behind the bar is truly smiling at you and seeing you for who you are, as opposed to maybe, you know, not being sure if you go to the grocery store if you're going to be supported and embraced by someone who's on the in the line with you. That's the kind of uneasy feeling that is brought in places like Colorado Springs and other conservative areas where we know in our hearts the majority of the people are supportive. The majority of the people are not homophobic, are not transphobic, but the likelihood of running into someone who is and who is does have hatred directed towards you, that's also increased.
Focus of the Family, which you mentioned, is a conservative Christian ministry, which is based there in Colorado Springs. The accused gunman was known to police for bomb threat last year. Colorado also has a red flag law where police can take away guns from someone deemed dangerous, but that's really rarely used in Colorado, which has been home to many mass shootings, unfortunately. What has to change?
Well, it's about enforcement of the law. You know, the legislature, you know, and I was a co-sponsor of that bill, the legislature said that we want to end gun violence in our communities, that we must enact sensible gun reform. And we did. We passed red flag laws. But consistently, we've had law enforcement in some of our communities say we will never enforce it. And in fact, in Colorado Springs, which is one of the largest cities in Colorado, there are folks who have said in law enforcement that we will not enforce the red flag law. We'll never use the red flag law. And we saw that happen with this exact tragedy. The red flag law could have stopped the murder of five people and the harming of so many others. Oh. It could have helped and stopped this tragedy, and it was not used.
Leslie Hurd is a state representative in Colorado. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.